Hello, everyone. Today is day 21 of our 25 days of Christmas countdown. And today's topic is favorite Christmas movie character.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.
Hello, today in the studio we have
Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and Amberia Davis Bennett.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for joining us again today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to have a little bit of fun and talk about just a fun little topic here.
Yes.
And we want to talk about your favorite Christmas movie character. We know there's all sorts of Christmas movies out there. There's a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's funny characters. There's sentimental characters.
Right.
So we want to know what your favorite characters are. What about you guys?
I'm going to start us off. I'm going to go for the kill and I'm going to
say Dolores, tell us.
Good old George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, okay. I couldn't go there with you since.
Yeah. She still hasn't seen it. Okay. So Shapira has not seen this movie and it hurts my heart. So she's my sister and I had tried to raise her up in the right way, but okay.
Shapira,
so
you've had time. You've
I know.
Had
okay,
has had
I will.
Time.
I'm gonna watch it tomorrow, or hopefully by Christmas Eve.
Hopefully by Christmas.
By Christmas
Eve. That would make my heart so happy. Thank
Don't
you.
Don't worry. Yeah.
So
by Christmas Eve.
And I'm trying not to say too much without giving the movie away because I want you
I
to have that effect.
Don't do it.
But this is what I will say.
Christmas Eve.
George Bailey. The people and his community in town. They speak. The things that they can say about him, the all-around type of guy he is, it is like, that's the kind of guy you want doing stuff for you. Hey, that's my neighbor, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I'm just saying, like,
wow.
When you watch the movie, you're going
to
understand. So
well,
I can't really delve into my character because somebody hasn't seen.
Well, you know
what? They haven't
there
done
are
their Christmas homework.
A lot of people still who haven't seen the movie. So
okay. I'll
any
try
of our
not
movies
to spoil.
That we say, let's just try not to be
yes,
spoilers.
You have
okay,
delved
so.
Into your character.
I can do that.
I have more of a sense of who George Bailey is just from that little snippet.
I'm going to also add one more since I couldn't really delve into George Bailey. Cindy Lou Who.
Oh,
she's looking for the meaning of Christmas.
Pretty much in any depiction, she's great. Like any of the Grinch stories.
Yes.
She's such a sweet
kid. And you know what?
Just from the heart of a child.
I know. Yep. And the thing is she did what we should all be doing is looking like, what's the meaning of Christmas? You know, like.
She says it's got to be more than this.
Gifts.
She just saw people acting crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, it means more than this.
Yes.
It has to be more.
So yes, I would have to say. So I cheated and picked two. But anyway, I just
put
that one in there.
You can have.
I think we have a few.
Yes, I think we do have
a few. What about you, Shapira?
It just depends on the movie, but for sure. But for me, I had to go with someone that is similar to my personality.
Oh, here we go.
So I had to go with the movie.
Grinch.
Not the Grinch.
No, she's talking about Jim Carrey and
oh,
the Grinch.
Oh, God. No, okay. No, I went. Okay, I like the goofiness of him playing that character.
Yes,
but as far as the actual character and their meaning, my favorite is Elf.
I knew it.
Buddy the Elf from Elf. Because he's like, everything happy.
I get it.
That is
definitely Shapira.
And he was just always just positive and excited about everything.
True.
Sometimes annoying to people around him.
Yes.
I hear that one on Elf.
So I definitely would say that he's one of my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, any character that Jim Carrey has played as far as the Grinch and when he played Scrooge on The Christmas Carol, he made me like those characters just because of his personality that he brought to the movies, of course.
You can't love Jim Carrey. Everybody loves Jim Carrey. Well, most people love Jim Carrey,
Love it. So, yeah. So I would have to say that Buddy is my fave.
That's a good one. Buddy the Elf. What about you, Amvira?
I had actually a couple, too. And one was, my first one would probably be, I like, have you guys seen the movie Rise of the Guardians? I think that's what it's called.
Ooh, yes. Yes,
the animated film.
Yes.
Chris Pine, the Jack Frost character. How
yes.
He just is so, okay, I thought you were giving me that.
stabs all the
okay.
way.
Okay. It's just so imperative to the movie. It just, I love how it all played out and how yes. everybody just, it was really good.
I loved
how
the characters
developed. Okay, you guys, I'm okay, sorry.
You're going to have to watch it.
Hold on. Is that the movie where they said, he said it's only going to take a short time or something?
For what?
What's the movie where the owls are like,
that's the Guardians of,
that's the owls.
Yeah. Guardians of Gaul. No, that's okay, a different
you guys,
movie.
Guardians, not a Christmas. Got me with Guardians.
No,
I
the Guardians. No, that's a different movie. This is okay, a different one.
So I need to watch it.
Yes,
then.
You will love it. You'll love it. It's so good.
It is.
And so. it does have some sentimental moments in there. It does. Get you, so. But it's really good.
Okay.
Yes. And then, it's, if you like all the holidays, then that's the perfect movie for you, because it has
kind of
all the holidays.
They all are involved. It's really good.
It's great.
Good to know. It'll be one fun one that we can watch together. Shapiro.
Yes. That's a fun one.
And then my other character would be from one of my favorite movies, which is The Last Holiday. And that was Queen Latifah's character. The synopsis, and this is no spoilers, you guys, if you Google this, it's pretty much, the story is about, she's being a sales clerk who's just never takes risks, just a quiet woman, very reserved. And then, just by out of chance, out of nowhere, she finds out that she only has a certain, less than 2 weeks to live. And just kind of throws out
I have seen it. It's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. And then just to see the development, the story development, how she develops as a character, it's just awesome. And plus, she's funny.
Yes,
and
she is funny.
Oh, I love
anything
her.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, it's an inspiring story.
Yes.
So as you're looking for a picker-upper, you could probably watch, what is it, The Last Holiday?
The Last Holiday. Yeah. Awesome.
As well as... anything that Sinbad is in, he's awesome.
That is true. Yes.
I almost said him in the Jingle All the Way movie.
I know.
Because
he is
such a nut. He's doing all of that because he doesn't want to let his son down.
I know.
He goes through all of that for his son. And it takes the kid at the
for
end
cause.
To
That's right.
really see things the way kids see things. So
you're trying not to give it away.
Yes,
good
I don't
job.
Want
to
yes. give things away. So
good. Yes.
Yes.
So I know that in our previous episodes, we had actually talked about how Christmas was not necessarily, people's favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is our favorite holiday? So our question is, what is our favorite holiday? If Christmas is not your number one favorite holiday, what is your secondary or your choice?
Okay, secondary favorite holiday.
If Christmas is your favorite, what's your secondary? And if it's not your favorite holiday, what is your other favorite holiday? Is that that's not all worded. I'm gonna say,
let's start
honestly
with you, Dolores.
In this family, we automatically know Christmas hands down for everybody.
Yes,
but if it wasn't our numero uno, I also would say Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
yes. Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, because it did this, that gratitude piece, family reflection, and the food. I'm going to say those all. So
I had a different one pegged for you for sure.
I'm curious as to what you thought you were going to have.
I thought you were going to say July, the
4th of
July.
Because of the fireworks.
And this, yes, and the summer, the heat.
And it's summertime. That was going to be my
I
second
thought
one.
I thought for sure that you would say a hot holiday.
A hot holiday. Yeah, because it's in the summertime. You know, and I do love fireworks. And I got to say, there was one year in our town, our city, hometown, that they did the fireworks because we had fire danger in the summertime or whatever, so we weren't able to have fireworks in the 4th of July. I was so bummed. I was like, ooh, it's the 4th of July without fireworks. Ooh. And so that year, we ended up getting fireworks on New Year's Eve. It was so fun. I think they did it 2 years in a row. And I was like, this is almost better because we get Christmas and New Year's. You are right on that. In fact, I honestly was going to say that one, but I was like, no, Thanksgiving, it's got to be my numero uno.
I agree. Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. I know.
Second.
It's hard because Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're so similar to me. Mm-hmm.
They are.
I feel like Christmas is about love and giving, but thankfulness is or Thanksgiving is about like thankfulness and being yes. thankful for things. And so they're kind of right there together with me, mm-hmm. Almost holding the same value.
Right. I know. So I feel like we, for our family, our answers are going to be the same.
Yes,
Christmas is one, Thanksgiving second. So that's why
if we had to choose another one way off the wall, it would be.
I said 4th of
July. 4th of July. Yours would be what?
In the summer. And yes.
And Amberia, what would yours be?
Okay.
If it wasn't Christmas or Thanksgiving, if you couldn't choose either of those two, what would it be?
Well, I actually have a couple that I'm just like, ooh, I couldn't really choose. But I really actually love Valentine's Day.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I really just like how it can mean more than just having your, you know, your spouse or your, mm-hmm. you know, the love can continue there with, you know, how you can share the love and spread the love mm-hmm. with your friends or your kids. Oh, especially getting Valentine's from your kids. I think that was just so sweet.
Yes.
You know, just.
I get
and
that.
The chocolates, the candy. Come on, can we just talk about
love
that,
it.
Please?
I know. Do love it. That's funny. That's funny. Because I would probably say that I love Valentine's Day too.
Yes.
Because of the same reasons. I love the little Halloween. Oh, I bet everybody uh-huh. would think. I bet everybody would think my favorite holiday was Halloween
she
because of how I go all out to dress
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Shapiro,
this girl
I mean,
was a character.
Okay,
you
do
okay.
it
every night.
That okay. That is my favorite time holiday for dressing
just
up, just because I like to dress up. It's just you know everything else that surrounds Halloween. Just nothing that's not my favorite holiday necessarily, but I like dressing up so. That's the only reason why
yes.
Halloween
yes.
is fun to me for the dressing up yes. part. But Valentine's Day, I love the love
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, the little gifts that the kids come up with. And,
exactly.
And for them to get so excited about giving little cards to their classmates and
their
teachers. And, you know, it's just another time that I feel that it's another time to show love to somebody.
Exactly.
It's like a day devoted to stopping, taking a pause, mm-hmm. and showing
That's
love
true.
To someone.
I guess I never thought about mm-hmm. things. Thanksgiving.
See, we keep on mixing up our holidays. I was like, Halloween parties.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. I never thought about Valentine's Day as
yeah.
that. Like, I just, you automatically just put it in the category as a lover's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it is a lover's holiday, but it's love of
all different ways.
Yes. Not, yeah. And, yep. and variation. So that's mm-hmm. a good idea to the good way of looking at it because, you know, me being a teacher, true. My kids are showing me love all day.
Yes.
Like, I wasn't even expecting my first few years of teaching. I'm a new teacher, by the way. I'm third year in teaching. And my first year, the kids were bringing me things. And I was like, what's this for? You know, I just, mm-hmm. and then they're like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, and they were so excited.
Yeah.
You know, and so that actually is what makes the holidays more mm-hmm. special is seeing their mm-hmm. the look on their faces as they're gifting things. And it's just, it's important for them to be a part of that too.
Yeah. So it's another.
Showing love.
Yep. Showing love. Another chance for them to get a chance to give.
Right.
And us to get a chance to give.
Let's just face it. We yeah. are a cheesy family.
Yep, we
suckers
sure are.
For love.
We are.
Hallmark. Family love.
We're the warm fuzzy.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And there ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yes. So in the light of all these holidays, our positive thought for the day, our positive quote comes from one of our movies. Our favorite movies is Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. The Grinch.
The Grinch. Yes. All right. Yeah. So we want to hear from you all. We want to hear your favorite Christmas movie characters. This is going to be interesting. We're really looking forward to hearing your responses and seeing
yes.
who those characters are. And we also want to know what your favorite holiday is. So if it's Christmas, what's your second favorite holiday? So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your posts for today's topic. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Jolly old Saint Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can.
Jolly old Saint Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me. Tell me if you can. Ooh. 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 Yeah. Christmas Eve is coming soon.
Now you dear old man, whisper what you bring to me. Tell me if you can.
Thank you for tuning in to the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love, it's all about the love.